Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to get close to get close. When you spend time in the same place as other people, you are more likely to feel emotionally close to them too. So you have probably wondered why it was easier to make friends in childhood than it often is in adulthood. The simple explanation is that kids tend to cross paths again and again with the same people. People who are, of course, potential friends. You and Bobby take the same bus to and from school every day and ride bikes in the same cul-de-sac every weekend. You and Jake go from the same classroom to the same table in the cafeteria to the same swing set on the playground every day, Monday through Friday. Chances are, you are going to become friends. But as adults, our lives aren't structured with quite so much social repetition. Sure, you may have neighbors and colleagues, and you may know the parents of the other kids in your kid's class and on his soccer team. But you may not interact with any of those people enough that a friendship is likely to occur. Forming a friendship takes more than just a wave and a smile as you power walk past each other on to the next thing. The New York Times Happiness Challenge introduced me to the term propinquity, or nearness. When you are near a person and interact with them repeatedly, you are more likely to become friends. Kids have more opportunity for making friends because of their propinquity with so many other kids. But adults can intentionally build nearness into their lives to foster friendships too. So, how do we do that? One great option is to join a group. Join the PTA, or maybe you like to cook, take a cooking class at a nearby community center, or volunteer for a weekly shift preparing meals at a soup kitchen. If sports are more your thing, you might join a kickball team or play regular pickup basketball, join a pickleball league. Inviting a teammate out to toast her winning hit after your softball game is a natural way to start to deepen your relationship. Consider what your interests are and find a regular opportunity to pursue that interest with the same people in the same place. Friendship expert Shasta Nelson emphasizes the importance of consistency in building friendships. When you keep showing up again and again, friendships almost naturally start to form. If you feel hesitant to add one more commitment to your schedule, or if you're not a joiner, or if big groups aren't your thing, another option is to just keep showing up at the same place. Become a regular at a neighborhood coffee shop or restaurant or bar. Go to the library at roughly the same time every week. And when you start to notice people you have seen there before, make small talk if they seem open to it. If you go to worship services, sit at the same place every time. And don't dash out the door as soon as the service is over. Give people a chance to say hello. While you are waiting for your daughter's gymnastics class to end, sit in the lobby instead of alone in your car. Eat your lunch in the staff break room, not at your desk. Even if you are able to work remotely all the time, consider working in your office on occasion. If you want to develop deeper relationships which can boost your happiness and life satisfaction, consider joining a group of people with a shared interest. Or just keep showing up at places where you cross paths with potential friends. When we spend time near other people, it is natural to start becoming emotionally close to them as well. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.